This is Beach Weekly. You're listening to Season 12, Episode 7 of Beach Weekly, a podcast created and produced by Long Beach State's student-run newspaper, The Daily 49er. It's Monday, March 11th, and we're here with you on your walk to class, giving you the news you need to start your week. I'm your host, Leigh Madrigal. Keep listening to learn more about an on-campus OSHA violation, new CDC COVID guidelines, and more. We'll start with upcoming campus events. Throughout March, support Beach Pantry by donating non-perishable food items to the Lorraine Chalmers 83 Food Drive. Donations are accepted at the College of Business in Room 200, the College of Engineering in Room 662, the College of Health Science in Room 160, and the College of Liberal Arts Dean's Office. On Monday, March 11th, from noon to 1 p.m., join the Career Development Center for an online resume workshop. Register on the Career Link app to receive a Zoom meeting link. The Women in Science and Math panel is an annual event hosted by the College of Natural Sciences and Math that brings women leaders together to share their experiences and their careers through panel discussion. It will take place on Tuesday, March 12th, from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. in the USU ballrooms. Light food and refreshments will be provided. The Basic Needs Office and the Women's Gender and Equity Center are collaborating for a workshop called PMS 101, How to Support the Menstrual Cycle Through Nutrition. Participants will learn about the menstrual cycle and its hormones, as well as how diet and lifestyle can affect it. The event will take place on Wednesday, March 13th from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. in Room 122 of the Student Success Center. Don't Touch My Hair is an event for the Black community to express themselves and explore the uniqueness and beauty of Black hair. This event will showcase Black hair's rich history, cultural relevance, and contemporary developments. It will take place on Wednesday, March 13th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. in Room 306 of the USU. Join SustainU for the Beyond Barren Lands event to learn about desert conservation. The event will take place on March 13th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the USU Room 205. Register on the Events and Orgs app on your CSULB single sign-on to secure a spot. Long Beach State University has been cited with a $10,125 fine from the California Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or Cal OSHA. The university was fined for violations within the Counseling and Psychological Services, or CAPS, satellite program. Cal OSHA determined that the CAPS satellite program failed to implement procedures for assessing workplace violence. CAPS also received a violation in, quote, correcting unsafe or unhealthy conditions, including possible hazards associated with potential workplace violence in the satellite office, end quote. The CAPS satellite program was launched in fall 2023 and received a Cal OSHA complaint on July 19, 2023, before it was officially introduced. The program would have given students access to CAPS services from several locations on campus, including the residence halls, University Student Union, Student Recreation and Wellness Center, and more. Since August, all but three CAPS counselors who were previously in the satellite offices have been moved back to the main CAPS building at Brotman Hall, Room 226. On January 3rd, the university was fined $10,125 by Cal OSHA for serious violations and was required to correct the violations by January 23rd. On January 30th, CAPS sent a letter to Cal OSHA declaring that the violations had been resolved. The Isabel Patterson Child Development Center has struggled to maintain student assistant teachers that can fill the required block scheduling. A main priority when it comes to hiring is to maintain familiar faces for the children. It's hard for children to create personal relationships and attachments with the student assistants when they are constantly rotating. The center's infant and toddler student assistant job posting has been open on the ASI website and ranges from $16 to $16.75 an hour. Lisa Harris, the assistant director of the infant and toddler program for the center, says that she looks for people who can work from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. or 12:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We'll finish with some major headlines from around the world. The Food and Drug Administration has issued an alert for six brands of cinnamon that could possibly be contaminated with lead. The brands include La Fiesta, Markham, MK, Swad, Supreme Tradition, and El Chilar, which are usually sold at a discount. The FDA reports that there are potentially 2.03 to 3.4 parts per million of lead. No illnesses or deaths have been linked to the contamination. The FDA also says that historically, companies are known to add lead to certain spices to increase weight and enhance coloring. The administration believes that this instance of lead contamination is another example of economically influenced adulteration. CVS and Walgreens received federal certification to distribute an abortion pill called mifepristone in states where medication abortions are legal. CVS will start filling mifepristone prescriptions in Massachusetts and Rhode Island in the coming weeks. The pharmacy will expand to more states on a rolling basis. Walgreens will begin distributing the pill in New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, California, and Illinois within a week. Last year, the FDA passed a rule that allows pharmacies to fill prescriptions for abortion pills. Before this change, the abortion pill had to be obtained directly from doctors. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced two new major COVID recommendations on March 1st. People with a positive COVID result no longer need to isolate themselves from others for 5 days. Additionally, the CDC recommends that people older than 65 get an additional booster shot this spring. The CDC is trying to simplify its guidelines while also emphasizing the importance of vaccines and treatments. President Biden has announced his emergency plan to build a pier on the Mediterranean coast of Gaza to deliver aid to Gaza. U.S. ships are expected to deliver food, medicine, water, and temporary shelter, and it will not require U.S. troops to land or set foot in Gaza. The plan is expected to take a number of weeks to construct the port. Additionally, there is a level of planning for execution, as routes rely on open border crossings and clearance from the Israeli military for safe passage. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening to this episode of Beach Weekly. And a special thank you to our editor, Julia Goldman, and our producers, Elle Nicklin and Aiden Swanepoel. As always, if you want to read up on some of the stories covered today, along with so much more, you can head over to our website, daily49er.com. And to make sure you're up to date with everything that happens on the Long Beach State campus, you can follow our socials at Daily 49er. We appreciate you listening, and you'll hear from me again next week.